Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. What's up, love and hip hop fans? What's up, live chat? We are here to discuss episode 17, Put It On Your Mama. And today we have a special top three segment. We're going to give you our favorite moms of the love and hip hop franchise. Plus, we're going to get into Carly and her daughter versus Pooh and her daughter. Jock is in hot water with Kendra. And Erica goes home without the twins. Keep it locked right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, live chat? We see y'all waiting on us.
Yes.
We love you engage. We love that you're here waiting and tuning in each and every week. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I can't do without my girls, LaNisha and Jade.
What's up?
Yes, we have a special show today because we're in the mid-season. We got to give a little top three of what's going on. And since this is about mamas, we're going to do the top three mamas of the Love & Hip Hop franchise. Are y'all ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right. So overall of this episode 17, what do you think about it?
I want to call my mama. At least she's peaceful. My mama is all about the peace. these mamas are some other type of mamas. I don't know.
Gosh. The mamas with drama. Okay.
I mean, I just think, you know, it's a little interesting as far as the problems. I feel like when it comes to Pooh and Carly and then, you know, and then the grandmothers. Just like so random.
Yeah.
It's so random.
It's no love like a mother's love and like a family's love because they love you through all the foolishness. No matter what y'all go through, they love each other.
It don't matter what you're doing.
All the foolishness. Cause,
that don't matter what you're
they
doing.
All got something going on. But let's just get into the new business that Kirk and Rashida are opening. So yes. Scrappy and them meet up. Jock shows up to see the new business endeavor. That's one thing they do have. They might not have the marriage advice, but I think they should start doing business seminars versus this marriage stuff.
Like they really should, and because they're good at that. They're good at starting a business together, but I don't understand why they don't do that.
That should be the next.
I mean, what if that is
business?
The next?
Yeah.
What if it is?
You need to invite us next time,
right?
Do something on the West Coast, business. Okay? Because I need a business, and they're doing their thing. But Jock is coming in to complain. He feels like he's losing Kendra.
He is. He's not wrong.
I mean, it did not help, like, with him just, you know, having all these issues with his, with the baby mama, with Sharonda, with Chicago. It's too much.
Scrappy also shows up, and he's telling his side of the story of the whole drama that went on at Imani's party.
That poor baby.
What do we think about Scrappy's side of the story?
I mean, I actually understand where he's coming from, kind of, because I'm like, okay, listen, like, y'all don't need to be having this, like, go down.
But it was Cece. She's the, like, it was Cece.
Yeah.
And he's coming down on Erica and Mama D.
In front of, okay, I feel like there's a time and place to do it, and I feel like how he's telling them, oh, y'all should have handled it this way, he should have took his own advice and handled it that way. Take them outside and let them scrap out there away from the kids.
And then also, you know, he did make a point. That is your granddaughter, and that's your daughter. This is your, Cece, even though she just, like, you know, was the main topic, this is your granddaughter and daughter's, you know, place. At least be like, look, take us out somewhere else.
Well, here's the deal. Erica's telling her side of the story same time he's telling his side. Mm-hmm. And she's basically like, the lady comes up looking my mama up and down like, I'm here, what's good? Like, she want to do something. Like, why did she start it?
But, okay, that's Cece, but why feed into it?
Because if somebody comes at you aggressively...
Yes, but you're still at a kid's, like, birthday. You know what I mean? They
exactly.
Literally, you have to keep it cool when you're in a public space.
You know what? I just saw a video of some kids at Disneyland. The whole family was there and they was fighting each other. It was crazy. Yeah, it's a lot
lot of dysfunctional families out there.
Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth.
How did I find in Disneyland? But another reason I don't understand why people can't keep it professional and not fight is at Jacques Chalon Echelon. Salon Echelon.
We got it, everyone, okay?
So he meets up with the messy crew.
Team messy.
To try to check them and be like, what is really going on? I'm trying to get Kendra. Y'all messing up my chances. Mm. And Shekinah comes clean. She's like, yeah, I started it.
I love that, by the way. Okay, mm-hmm. Shekinah, you real, all right? Because you point out the obvious and also you own up to your own thing.
She knew she was going to get caught the minute she saw the lineup.
And the thing is, she went the whole story. It's not like she's like, I did it. No, she literally went throughout the what happened. And I said, I did it.
But, I mean, there's no need to lie. You see the lineup. You see where it's going to go.
Well, Jackie's denying being with the stylist. Do we believe him? Was he flirting or was he getting it in with these stylists?
I think he was flirting with them because he's a natural flirt. Mm-hmm. Jacques naturally flirts with females. So I do believe he was Jaciel.
Let us know in the live chat. Do you believe Jacques? Did he sleep with his stylist, Sharonda, somebody up in the salon? Echelon.
Echelon.
Throwing too much.
Yeah, because she a little.
I mean, but he seems like a little smooth talker, though, because you saw him do the interviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, you know, he wasn't trying, but it still seemed like, oh, okay, you know.
Well, he's living because Kendra is not taking his call. She'd have moved out. She's staying in the hotel. And he checks the mess out of Senna because that's his baby mama. He's like, why are you sitting down with Carly? Why are you meeting with Kendra to tell her some mess? You still want me, basically. And then throws a chair.
He was
mad.
Well,
I mean, he mad, but
it's I don't think he's just mad at her. I think he's just mad that that and all the women. Mm. Like, he got Carly, he got the baby mama, he got the stylist. So it's like, dang, all these crazy women. If only I didn't put my thing in you.
I thought Jacques had it under control, but it seems like it's not. Because remember, we was like, Stevie, he kind of have a whole bunch of mess. Kirk have a whole bunch of mess. But Jacques seemed like he had the most calm baby mama situation. Remember, they met for lunch and they were just kikiing and having a good time.
Yeah. Calm baby mamas. But we had, are adding Carly, Sharonda, Shekinah. We're adding some other team members up in here.
Yeah, they're not so calm.
Trey but, thinks so, though.
He puts everybody out the salon. Puts them out. Mm. And knocks Shekinah down in the process.
Man, she's like, he's like, my fault, Shekinah. That's real. You apologize because you didn't mean to. Okay, but you accidentally knocked her down.
She should have been out of harm's way.
Because I don't think she... I've never seen Jacques that mad. Like, have y'all seen him that mad? That mad? Like,
I've never seen him so sad as the way he showed up at Kendra's office with his lime green ponytail. She's Kendra's in
She's bringing a lawyer, and you're gonna come to an office. This isn't like love. She's not just some regular girl. You know, you can't just come to the boutique shop and talk to her. Like, she's at work,
making
she's
her at money. Work.
Yes. And in front of people?
Yeah, they look at her like she crazy.
No, but I'm good with you talking about that ponytail.
That ponytail. It was like a little pinky. Size of a pinky. Oh my God. He said he's willing to take a lot of Texas tests, whatever it takes to get Kendra back. That's the love of his life. Oh. What y'all think?
There's a time and a place, and that would honestly make me even more pissed off at you.
I'm tired of these lie detector tests. Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I want you to give some advice to our AfterBuzz TV family. Let them know what to do when they watch us.
Listen, so when you watch us, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to continue be ESPN TV Talk, you're going to need to go ahead and maybe, you know, go to iTunes and give us that 5-star rating. And if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead and hit the subscribe button because, you know, we love our followers and we love when you subscribe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Lanisha.
Give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, comment. Let us know what they said in the live chat because the live chat was waiting on us today.
No, yes. I was about to say. So Trey Money said, I thought him and Sharonda was doing something. I mean, like a little bit of people
thought. I don't know. The way she was talking today, it was just like.
I just didn't realize how big of a deal it was going to be when Jacques was like, I'm just going to close it. Like, he was like, I'm just going to close it.
Well, you got to don't think that's her livelihood. How's she going to get money? She don't know where to go.
Yeah. I mean, by the same time, you're over here talking mess to everyone.
And
though.
Burning the salon down at
exactly.
the same time.
And leaving the iron on?
I mean, that wasn't her fault. That was the stylist that
she was supposed to check. She was that's her job. She's supposed to close and everything. You got to make sure everything's up. It's your salon.
Yeah, but I will say, do not hire stylists that don't know what they're doing. I'm just going to say that as a business owner. Mm.
Well, let's get into the mom and daughter aspect of the show, because Tokio and her mom, they catch up. We see Tokio has been a little distance from her friends, from her family now. Mm-hmm. And her mom seems really sweet. She seems like a sweet mom.
They look just alike. I know. Like with their cheeks and everything. I was like, when her mom was like that, I was like, oh, she's so
they're
cute.
So calm. They're so calm. Like they're just the way that they just have a conversation, like it just seems so. They seem so close to each other.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Her mom was really sweet. Yeah. But we find out about her dad going to Africa. The way that they're talking, though, is like, is this the first time Tokio has learned this about her dad?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was kind of confused. I was like, she kind of looks like she's never heard about a story about him before.
Exactly. So for it to come out now, that's kind of alarming to me.
Is he coming in?
I think she probably has heard it, but she's probably kept her opinions all to herself. So I think the opinions and stuff is now just now coming out.
Or it's just probably a story like that she's just letting her know that her dad wasn't all bad. So she's just like giving him like something like.
But she still feels abandoned. Even though your parents may not have done it on purpose, you still have that hurt. And you still have to get through it. I don't know. This is kind of a tough subject because you want to forgive parents and give them the benefit of a doubt. Oh, I had to go back to Africa, but at the same time, what could he have done to make her not feel abandoned?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was in a phone call.
I don't know. Because it could have happened. We just don't know to an extent.
True.
But I do love that Tokio had the ability to be able to like talk to her mom about what's going on or whatnot, because like I know that as a mom you wouldn't want your daughter to like close off. Yeah. And so, you know, also she needs someone to talk to, and I feel like what best to talk to your mother about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Scrappy also needed someone to talk to. He says, nobody's there for me. Nobody cares that I went through a wreck and all these things. He sits down with Mama D and he's mad because all this drama is happening. He's had a baby. He had to move. Broke foot. Mm-hmm. And it's just drama after drama. And nobody cares about his well-being.
I don't know. I mean, I only know to the extent of what the show brings to the table. And from what the show is, it looks like Mama D, she do whatever she wants.
It looks like he brings the drama to himself, because it seems to me that Erica wants to extend an olive branch. She's moved on. She has this secret baby daddy that we don't know his name. But she's moved on, and she just wants a cordial. But he is, like, very adamant about not even talking to her at all. And I'm surprised. Yeah, he's surprised he showed up at the party. But I feel like that instance with Cece, it hadn't even escalated, and I feel like he just wanted a reason to kind of just go off on her again, or he just is so quick to go off on her.
I would like if I had a son, I would like for you to also talk to Cece. Like, don't just talk, I'm your mother. Don't just blame everything on me. It's not all my fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did, of course, had a little. I need a little talking to, but it's not all on me.
We know Mama D is down for scrap.
And I was about to say she has good intentions. So, like, from what the show shows, I don't think she. I don't agree with Scrappy saying like no one's there for me. Like, I feel like Mama D is there for him.
I mean, I feel like Scrappy does think that his mom is always there, but in this certain situation, you know, he kind of counted on his mom to kind of stop the situation, and it disappointed him, and so he's like upset.
Well, you know, Mama D ain't stopping no drama. She's with the drama. But when he needed somewhere to stay, when he was moving, where did he move? To Mama D's house. The only reason he moved out is because Cece came and was acting a fool at the house then. So to me, it's Cece is the problem, and it's not so much Mama D. Mama D is just reacting how Mama D will react, because she don't take no mess. Okay, yeah. Mama D is the queen of ATL, not Akbar. Yes. Okay.
Let them both meet.
I'm done.
So, but despite all the drama, though, just seeing Amani and her mom, she seems to be very well adjusted to everything, even though she's has this crazy scenario of a family.
Oh, she needs to be, like, for the sake of those kids.
No, I'm saying Imani.
Oh, Imani?
Yeah, the actual little girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think right now her focus is mainly on her mom. And, like, taking care, because she seems like she's taking care of her mom very well.
But that's so strange because Erica's saying that her man is so supportive and there, but, I mean, I know he doesn't want to be on the show, but where he at? He ain't calling nothing.
But maybe, like, he literally just doesn't want to be a part of it. Like, no phone call, nothing. Like, he doesn't want...
Oh, we can't know his voice because we wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Ooh, who is it? You want to know, girl.
I was like, he literally doesn't want anyone to know. There has to be.
We're going to find out soon.
Right?
We don't know. It's good.
When that baby picture come out, we're going to see who he look like. Let's play a game. Who is Erica Baby Daddy?
Oh, my gosh.
But you know who else looks alike? Carly and her daughter. Yes. They look so much alike.
So much alike. Definitely.
They're like twins to me. But Carly is saying that she raised her daughter with strict conservative values. How is that so when Carly's not conservative? I'm confused. I mean, we don't see that side of her as a mom. So
never. And she even mentioned that, like, you guys don't see my daughter a lot. I never seen her be a mother. So this was definitely different for me to see.
So if she's so conservative, how'd a girl drop out of school without her knowing?
I don't know, but that's...
They got an open... It shows they got an open relationship.
But she didn't know until it was about... I don't know how long...
Done. And I think her reason for it is just... It's not a good reason.
But she's getting bullied?
No, not getting bullied, but like... You can't work, like, you have to understand your mom is your mom, you know what I mean? And it comes with you needing to just ignore what people are going to say, because people are going to say it. They're going to say whatever they're going to say, but that cannot stop you from living your life, you know what I mean? For you getting an education.
People can't take it.
And that's fine. She could go somewhere else, though, you know, but don't drop out. Don't just quit, you know? Don't let that be an excuse for you to quit.
But I don't even think it's as simple as just going somewhere else, because... Mm-hmm. The same people that are talking could be another group of people that are talking, because Carly is Carly.
School,
yeah. So I could see where it could get a little hard, especially hearing that type of stuff. Like, you don't want to hear that stuff about your mama, because you either going to end up fighting somebody or you have to keep your mouth shut and just keep on hearing that stuff. Right. And nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah,
exactly. And Pooh and her daughter actually meet up by the poolside, and Pooh is telling her and Carly's issues still ongoing, and they decide to go to the event to start some trouble.
Now, Pooh and her daughter are...
You just heard the pettiness already by the poolside. Yeah. The daughter. I was just like, oh, gosh. She's like, yay.
Yeah, she was ready for something.
She was ready.
Yeah. Do we think that she's going to stay, or is she just visiting the daughter?
Maybe she's on break
next episode.
Do you think she'll stick around? You know how Hiram, he's in and out.
Oh, for sure, because they're definitely going to need to hear her story of what she thought about it and whatnot. So there's going to be more and more, and then probably going to have a meetup when they all both sit down, both daughters and mothers,
and then another fight.
I'm calling it, y'all. I'm calling it.
Well, her and her brown seem five. To be very open, because they're even talking about the whole eating booty scenario.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who talks about that with their mom?
Never.
And then Pooh all bragging like, I raised my daughter correct and everything. I was like, well, you got over here sitting talking about booties and everything with her.
That's just shady, because they're talking about Carly's daughter been in college for 7 years.
Don't do that. Don't make fun of people's, like...
So, that's what I'm saying. Did she really drop out because of this, or did she drop out before? Because it's been 7 years.
I don't know. I feel like she dropped out before, kind of. It kind of gave me a sense that maybe she probably did it before, just because, like, she just told her mom. So, like...
Yeah.
She could have been holding it for a while.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Kids, they always have that gap year, and then they have the gap year turns into 2 years, and...
I had high hopes for Rasheeda's event. Unfortunately... The drama continued, and Shekinah was hosting. Kirk and Rashida have been keeping Shekinah busy mm-hmm. with these hosting gigs. So I think they're a good team. Yeah.
Okay. And it gives her more exposure too.
Yeah, going on tour, hosting these, hopefully business seminars, because that's what they're good at. Okay, yeah. We're going to give that to Kirk and Rashida. Definitely good. And this mother-daughter event wasn't so good, but they tried.
It went from 0 to 100 real quick. It went from classy to very trash.
But it was empty, though. Yeah, like, first of all, it was so many tables. Then the mother and daughter at each table. The table wasn't even full. But I can see why, because if they would have sat all together, it probably would have been food thrown drinks thrown.
Rashida did it right. That's why she's like, yep, your seat is over there. Yeah. Right there. Yep, stay there. Yep, Carly, you sit over there. Okay. Separate.
Well,
she said, never.
So, what do you guys think about the way that Carly is trying to defend herself with this lie detector test and standing in the middle of the event?
I want to know what the chat thinks about this one, because I'm ready. I'm ready. And the Oscar goes to...
Oh, no, so that, well performed. That was just... The way that she just did it, like... It was like a scene. It was a scene that you would see on a Law and Order or something. Like it was like she was dressed in her little suit too, that made it even worse. And then she cried. And then all of a sudden, it's like her daughter
I
just got
a. You, I thought it's Carly. A lie. Carly was very dramatic. She was acting. I don't know.
No, it was great because she still kept going while her daughter literally lunged forth to poo. She literally was just like going towards her.
But yeah, she was definitely about to get it in with Pooh. I don't know. What do you think would have happened? Because Najee, she wasn't even trying to jump in. She was just talking
mess. No, I saw her.
She was trying to jump in?
Yeah, she was in the corner going on.
I was wondering because I was like, there's no way that she's going to let her mom be attacked. Like, there's no way. I would.
I was looking hard.
Carly was breaking down and Rashida was looking so disappointed. She was just like...
Imagine looking at that. Just imagine at a nice restaurant or a nice establishment and you just watching that.
But Pooh is not having it. She doesn't believe Carly's paperwork. She says, what were you asked during this lie detector test that you're saying you proved
I mean, she's
you're
not
innocent.
Wrong.
So nobody was there. So how are we going to say what this lie detector test is saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carly's just pulling stuff out of her.
Because anybody could, you know, fake.
And it was far away. Let's zoom in. Okay.
Right. Let's zoom in. We need to see an email, a formal document, something, Carly.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A notary, public, something.
There's a place and a time, and I feel like Carly, she should have did it when she was talking to her daughter before, when she mentioned dropping out.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
It's just a mess, honestly. And it's just so crazy that this is still going on. Now you just... Now your children are involved. Like... How do you just add more people?
It got that deep. Really? It really got that deep.
You guys, let us know what you think about all the craziness at Rashida's event. Leave us a comment. Hello. Let us know what you think about Carly pulling out this lie detector test. Is it valid? Do we need more evidence? Keep it locked right here because we're about to play Guess That Bar.
Where I cheat.
Yes. This is my favorite part of the show because this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and the panelists, they have to guess the bar, the name of the song, and the artist. Ooh. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
I got some good songs this week. Okay. We ready.
We ready. Mm-hmm. Help us out now.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Shorty's a mega con. It ain't about the race either. It's a marathon. I put the squeeze on them. I throw the bees on them.
Megatron by Nicki Minaj.
Yay!
Nicki Minaj.
Hey. Go Jay. She got one. That's that new by Nicki. New.
Yes.
All right, let's
see. She happy with her little mans, okay?
He acting up like he a player when he really just a play. It's some and they going through your safe. Hands on your knees. Through the tights you can see it. It's fats.
Oh.
Through them pockets I can see you got racks. I'm a money making chick.
Okay, so it's a chick. So
is it Press? By Cardi?
No.
Right.
Is it City Girls?
No, it's Meg Thee Stallion.
I was closer with City Girls.
I'm sorry, I let Meg down.
It's a hot girl summer, y'all. It's a hot girl summer.
Apparently Usually city boys are winning. Never.
Boys will never win. We gotta catch up, ladies. Okay. Let's get our heads back into the game.
Bad.
Ladies, gotta get this last one.
All right, okay. All right, okay.
Won't be a song if I leak ish. We strapped up like defense. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, sis, keep it cute, sis.
Leaving
Room Chris or end up toothless.
Is it pressed by Cardi B?
No,
keep it ruthless.
I know it's a toothless. Wait, read that one line again.
Whatever you do, sis, keep it cute, sis.
Is it wish you're here?
Yes, we love us some Cardi B.
Thank you so much for tuning in to
Guess That Bar. We're about to give you a little special segment just because we're in the midway part of the season. Mm-hmm. The top three moms of love and hip hop. Mm. And we picked the standout moms of all the franchises.
Yes.
Number one, Mama D.
Yeah.
She's number one in my book. I mean, not just because she's on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, but like I said, she holds it down for Scrappy. She don't take no mess. She's the queen of Atlanta. She been holding it down since the beginning.
Yeah, she ain't leaving.
Yes, that's my main thing, what you said with Mama D. I love that she holds it down for her son. Mm-hmm. No matter what, she ain't gonna let no female, no other mama, nobody get in the way of her baby. Okay?
Yes. I love Mama D, honestly. I just feel like she keeps it real, and also she keeps it entertaining, okay? Mm-hmm. She's the most entertaining mama I've ever seen, honestly.
I love her little bags.
Yeah, no.
She's securing them checks.
And Mama D still dressing like she got it, you know?
She's getting better. Like, you know how each season you just get better and better dressed in wardrobe?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's styling right now.
She's maturing, too.
Yeah, like, Mama D didn't had a rap career. She's been doing a lot of things. Yes. All right, Mama number two is... Pam from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. This is A1 Bentley's mom. And Pam, you know, you gotta love her. She is straight from the country, St. Louis. She keeps it real like Mama D. She just too real sometimes.
Mm. Oh, she definitely real. But I'm gonna need her son to start taking care of her for real, for
and get
real.
Her new wardrobe. Wigs.
Yes, wardrobe, wig, everything. But I love Pam because... honestly, she actually tries to make peace. But when
Pam will be the one that started. That's what I be seeing. I don't know.
I think it's the other one, but okay. You're gonna go to the other one. But yeah. I think Pam will try, but she'll, to a certain extent. She ain't gonna put up
Pam
with no mess.
Pam going in on Lyrica G all the time. What about you? What do you think about Pam?
Okay, so for Pam, I think, first of all, that picture of her is a meme, okay? This is something I would send to a person like, excuse me, okay? Second of all, you know, I just think that when it comes, I just hate the fact that, like, she's always talking about Lyrica. That's it. You know, I just feel like, you know, we just need to keep it mutual.
Yes.
And like, let's just stop. Let's just keep amends.
Okay, don't be talking about your son's wife, okay?
But I think all these mamas have done it. They real protective of their baby boy. Right. And our mama number three is Lyrica G.
Ooh.
I love me some Lyrica G because, Lyrica Anderson, she do not play about her. She's very, like, she would go in on you about Lyrica.
She'll go in, and I think she's the one that be starting it.
No, I believe she... You know, she does give A1 hell sometimes. But I feel like she tries to make amends with Pam. She's tried a few times.
She's tried, and then during the conversation, she'll try to start something. Like,
I love Lil G. She gives us a good entertaining show. Plus, she can sing her butt off. She can really have talent.
Yeah. Now, that's true, but I'm going to need also Lyrica to take care of your mama, both of y'all.
Her mama is taking care of her. She didn't have lipo, all kinds of stuff. She had lipo. You remember she got her lipo paid for by
A1. Also taking care is also saying, mama, you don't need lipo. That's enough. Cut it off.
She just trying to look good. The mamas, you know, nowadays, if you got the money, do it. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all these mamas have had procedures. You guys, let us know in the comments who you feel is your favorite mom from Love and Hip Hop. Let us know what you think. Let's get into these trending tweets. These are the tweets that we pull from the live watchers of the Love and Hip Hop after show. We want to know what you guys are thinking about the show. So we pulled a few tweets.
All right. So the first tweet is by Naya2XX. She says, first off, blame Cece for messing up Imani's birthday and Bambi2 for letting her come.
Okay,
Scrappy, blame the right person. Stop being blind just because Bambi didn't put it on you now.
But why is Cece there though if Bambi's not there though? What I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, why are you there?
I think she was there to be in place of Bambi because Bambi is too petty to be there. Because Bambi is the reason that Scrap won't talk to Erica now.
Yeah.
But that wasn't needed.
But still, she don't need to go. Exactly. So if Bambi's not going
to they want to watch and make sure that Erica ain't talking to her man.
Okay, you need a little mama. Spy. Got you.
That's what happened.
Okay, so our next one is by Black_Cleopatra. And she says, who cares how long it takes to get a degree as long as you get it? DF. You know.
DF. Oh.
Okay.
You don't say that part. You said DF. There you go. The only person who can talk is the person paying for the tuition. Pooh daughter rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, she was definitely bragging a little bit about all the accomplishments, which she should be very proud of herself. But yeah, just throwing the jabs and going in. It's like she's already getting bullied because of this. And it's like you're throwing more fuel to the fire.
And also don't put people down for their education. That to her is probably an accomplishment getting that far. You know what I mean? It's okay to feel like you're doing good, but don't put other people down just because of
it. Was a low blow. I think she just said it because she couldn't actually get to her. So, hit them with words if you can't hit them with your fists.
But still. Sucks.
But that's how she is coming to the show. Like, I feel like when you make your first debut, you don't want to come off as a little petty little bia.
Right.
Too late. Too late.
Whoops.
Because she literally came out like this. That's okay. It's fine. 25. I was just like, dang. So our next one is by Ming Fire.
Okay. Got that Ming up in here.
That event hall was empty. Why are they all sitting at separate tables?
That's what I was saying earlier. I was like, it looked needed. Very empty, but I guess it wasn't supposed to be like a super huge event. It was just for the mother bonding.
But that's why you have a big table then.
That
would have been real quick.
It was looking a little empty, but she already knew they need separation.
This is cute.
Even after the separation, it was still drama. So if just imagine if they were sitting by each other.
Yeah, I wonder if before like that all happened though, during the time they maybe had a good time. Maybe.
Nobody had a good
Sugar and Spice 114 says, I bangs with Kendra the long way. Her clapbacks are so classy. I love it.
Yes. She did one clapback in Spanish one time.
I just wanted to make sure she got it.
Right. She ain't on the level with these little thot thots out here.
No, she's a real one.
Right. That's why she walked away. She's not arguing with these girls because I wouldn't either.
Literally, she said, who? I'm sorry. I don't care about nobody else but just you and I. Because he was just naming everyone else. Like, okay, and we're talking about you and I.
He got too many people in their circle, problem. Yeah.
Exactly.
He needs to cut off,
Except
but he can't cut off his baby mama, though. That's the thing.
You can't, but you need to have a good relationship with your baby mama to where she won't over here try to get into
But if things. She still wants you, it's hard to have that. Because I feel like he's made it clear that Kendra is his woman. So this messy talk is
But
them.
She's also made it clear that Jock has been in her business as well. So stay out of her business and maybe she'll stay out of yours.
For apology. I'll leave him alone.
I know. I saw him getting on his knee.
Yeah, just wait till next episode. But before we get into our predictions, let's get into our news and gossip.
Yes. Ooh, you guys, I know you are ready.
We love all this.
I know y'all ready for this B2K. We ready to hear about they drama going on because looks like they dating the same women. Okay, so Omarion's baby mama, April. This is a throwback, you guys, from Love & Hip Hop. It apparently, April might be pregnant with Fizz.
Oh, that's a rumor?
It's a rumor, but it's mainly true. I don't think she's pregnant. 99% true, but, you know.
I don't think she's pregnant. I definitely know it's some drama going on Instagram.
They're
I
definitely
saw it.
Dating.
Every time.
So that's confirmed.
I just always see her name, honestly. Shade Room kind of updates me a lot. Shout out Shade Room, okay? But I just don't understand.
Speaking of mamas, I remember when Omarion's mom couldn't stand her and was telling him about her. And it's starting to come out that she might have been right.
Now you know why. Speaking of mamas,
y'all need to start listening to your mamas now.
Mothers know best. There's a reason why that is an actual quote. But no, April, come on. Don't be messing with the bros.
Yeah, not the homie. That's not the way to go. But
especially B2K. Come on now.
And that explains why the tour was a little bit shaky. Rocky. Yeah.
They made it through, though. I don't know. They're being pretty mature, I guess, Fizz and
for
them.
For now.
We going to see more.
But now it's in public. And, you know, people don't like being embarrassed in public. So, anger.
We're going to see what's going to happen on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. We can't wait for this tea because it's hot.
It's definitely hot. And speaking of hot, I got something else for you guys.
Ooh, let me know.
Yay. Amina and Peter are going at it on Instagram. So Amina been moved on ever since Marriage Boot Camp, but she just recently posted a picture with a new man, a hot man. Okay. And they finished music. Can't wait for the world to hear all of the magic we've created. And Erica, she's giving her love to her, but it looks like Peter ain't feeling it, you guys. And Rich Dollaz, you know, Creep Squad, they all in this. Peter says, kept it 50, but all good.
Well, let me tell you something. I saw a live with Amina and Peter. Did y'all see this live? So basically, they were on the live together, and it turns out Peter was at Amina's house for 3 days, and the new boo popped up at the house. And he said, why did he show up so early? And I guess the guy left, or Peter left, and then they ended up alive going off on each other.
That explains why Peter's so salty.
Exactly. But then, a day later, the guy that was going at it with Peter and Amina broke up. So it didn't last long. Dang. I guess he didn't know that Peter was staying at the house for 3 days. And that came out
of I wouldn't stay there either. And be done with Peter. Hasn't he played with your mind enough?
That's her baby daddy. He was staying to see the daughters.
Be done. Be done with Peter. be done.
All right, Jay. You got a little bit of news and gossip for us.
Yes. So, this past weekend, a lot of tea was going on between Tokyo and Chris Brown.
What?
Ooh.
What was going on,
honey? Pretty much, apparently, Chris Brown, he had a section, and pretty much they declined her from going into the section or something like that, where she
that
felt
was her
like
friend,
she,
I thought.
Yeah, well, there was another story. Her friend said it was another story that happened or whatnot. She shared her story as well when she was in the Chris Brown section as well. And so pretty much she like was saying how he didn't notice her until like now, and like pretty much that he doesn't like dark skinned women. And so I just think it just sucks because there's literally half women who are like, oh, it's just a preference. And then other women are like, oh no, he was discriminating women that are, you know,
dark. You know what happened? They were pulling up lyrics from his song.
Yeah.
And the lyric was saying, I only like black bees with the good
hair.
Oh, he didn't say good, with nice hair.
Nice hair, yeah.
So they were saying the nice was saying, we just want your hair done. Mm-hmm. And other people were saying, no, you know, that's a touchy subject of black women, and you singling out black women, meaning especially, that you want us to have natural curly hair or something like that.
Especially because he was with Karrueche and Rihanna and all them.
And he's never been with a black girl, and he's been denying these girls to come to his section. So that's where the uproar came from.
Yeah. But then he was going crazy, though, because his response, as far as all the women, what they were saying, he could have just easily easily said like a nicer apology, but yet he just went.
There, you go. There you go. There you go.
Because Tokyo was going off.
It wasn't even him saying anything to Tokyo. He was saying it to all the women, pretty much just saying, look, like, I have nothing against y'all. I don't care about y'all. Whatnot. He was just going off on women, calling them out of their names and whatnot. Oh, and I'm lovely. Just like, it was
so
bad.
That's what makes me think he did it like that.
Sorry, I can't show you the screenshot because it's a lot. Like,
it's a lot. It's a lot. Explosive.
I know
seen
you guys
it.
Were out there y'all watching. You probably saw the exchange with him in Tokyo. Let us know, do you think Chris Brown was wrong by saying nice hair? Do you think that's what he meant, that he was saying something racial undertone? Let us know what you think in the comments.
But if I could say something about this whole situation with this being said, I just think it's very disappointing and sad that, like, just to see women turning on other women. Already, we already have it hard as women in general, but as Black women, it just makes it tougher. And so the fact that, like, you know, we have, you know, other women going against other women just because of the situation. Yes, it's like, yes, people can have their opinions, but also at the same time, like, there's no necessary way of, like, going at each other, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this gives people, you know, makes people feel some type of way about it. You know, it's a very touchy subject.
It is.
Definitely agree with you. I feel like people know that, you know, there's racial, I guess, discrimination because of light skin, dark skin hair. Mm-hmm. The way that, you know, we are perceived. So a lot of people are offended, but people are saying you shouldn't be offended if your hair is nice. And if you think your hair is nice, you're being too sensitive and stuff like that.
I don't think I was offended at all until he started going off on all the women and then everything that he said.
Because he was just clarifying it.
I don't know, Chris, you got to be a little more selective in what you do and say on Instagram. Get you a publicist or something, boo. But before we get out of here, we're going to do our predictions because we saw a crazy little montage
After
of...
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
What's going to happen next week? What do you guys think is going to happen?
I think Kendra is definitely going to say no to Jock after he proposes, and I'm going to feel bad.
I think
she's
going to say yes. I think she's going to say yes.
Oh, y'all think, okay. I think she's going to say no.
I think with the whole Faith of Stevie, Eva, Mimi, that's an interesting sit down because, I don't know, out of everyone in that table, I just think that Eva and Faith had nothing to do with this. Like, they literally, like, they do, but I feel like
they have to be the mediator.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is crazy because it's literally between Stevie and Mimi.
Well, that's what I was going to get into. I really feel like Faith is going to be the one that's going to help Stevie and Mimi work things out. I think Stevie is so childish and he needs to grow up, but I feel like Faith brings another side out of him, and I feel like she'll help mend this kind of issue, and I'm glad she's there.
Yeah,
I want to know, is that side real or is it just a stunt? But
guys, thanks so much for tuning in with us. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. Until next week, you can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece. And ladies, where can they find you?
Hey guys, I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled LANISHA 914.
And what's up, guys? My name is Jade Ming, and you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram, My Ming Official, MAIMING Official.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.